Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's upstate company recently won the 2018 InnoVision Award for Sustainability for engineering a portable, personal solar energy storage system. Chris Petrella is founder and CEO of Unlimited Power, based in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is right now. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on this award.
Well, thank you very much. We're very proud of it.
Give us a history of your company.
It all started about 6 or 7 years ago when my son Benjamin was in Boy Scouts. You know, they kind of roped the parents into working with the kids and going camping. And so I ended up being the merit badge counselor for his Boy Scout troop, which required that I bring laptops and electric equipment to the field. And I got tired of lugging car batteries around, so I literally went to a big box retailer and I said, I want one of those little boxes that you can run electronics off of, but you open it up and it has solar panels. And the guy's like, yeah, that's not a thing, sir. It doesn't exist. And so I kept insisting it existed, and finally I got fed up and I said, I'll go buy it off of Amazon. I couldn't find one on Amazon, so I built my own.
Walk us through how this idea became a company.
People were asking me if they could have one, and my answer was, no, it's mine. A few of my colleagues in business said to me, you know, you should really build a company around this. So one of the first things we did is we filed for patent protection. I said, okay, look, if this is truly a unique thing, then we should be able to get some patents. So 6 patents later issued, about 5 years ago, we formed Unlimited Power. And the original idea of Unlimited Power was to make these boxes available for people in the event of emergencies and disasters. And it took off from there.
Give us a visual of what this looks like and maybe what it looked like in the early days when you were doing a prototype.
Well, the very first one was in a Tupperware container with a battery and solar panels laid across the top. Currently, the box design is a 11 by 17 inch clamshell box where you open it up and there are 2 solar panels that are built into the inside, and the minute you open it up, it immediately begins to charge. We've gone down from about 55 pounds to the current model weighs about 11 pounds. It has 500 watt hours of power available, which is more than enough to recharge your cell phone 150 times, run your 40-inch TV for a couple hours during the day. You can even run your microwave off of it and cook yourself a hot meal.
And so were these off-the-shelf items, these miniature solar panels and the battery pack?
No, we had to design it and build it from scratch. Design the solar panels, design the software, come up with the proper battery placements. We're even experimenting now with our own battery chemistry.
Walk us through how you found the manufacturers for your parts.
That was one of the biggest problems we had because we decided that we wanted this thing to be 100% made in the United States. No foreign parts whatsoever. We met with contract manufacturers, we met with suppliers, and we eventually put together a supply network that currently right now allows us to make up to 100,000 units a year. They're all over the country, and all the components come into Greenville, and the assembly and testing is done here.
Is this the only product that you are making right now? And give us the name of this product.
So the product is called the Backup Box. We have 2 models available, lightweight 250-watt model and a heavy-duty military spec 500-watt model.
Military spec, does that mean these are making their way into the hands of the military?
Yes. In 2015, the National Guard Association passed a resolution saying that they felt that our devices should be in the hands of every soldier in the field, and we've been working towards that goal.
I guess this means there are some specifications you need to change.
Yes. Drop testing, making sure that it was waterproof and could continue to produce electricity under 3 feet of water for an hour. There are light requirements because when deployed tactically, you need that stuff covered up because you don't want the lights giving away your position to the enemy.
What's next for Unlimited Power?
We're working on a new model that instead of using batteries, we'll be using carbon nanotube supercapacitors. And it came from the desire that right now the charging time on our systems is about 3 to 6 hours, which bests our competitors by somewhere in the neighborhood of about 12 to 15 hours for recharge. Well, we want to get it down to less than an hour recharge. And so that was the technology that we discovered would be the most optimal for that 1 hour recharge time.
Well, Chris, congratulations again on this award, and thank you so much for your time today.
Well, great. Thank you for having me.
Chris Petrella is founder and CEO of Unlimited Power, based in Greenville, South Carolina, the recipient of the 2018 Innovation Award for Sustainability. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.